Have you ever felt that your loss has not been validated? Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In this episode, we will be exploring what disenfranchised grief is, and we will explore all the complexities that have to do with this experience when we grieve and it is not recognized or validated by society. So what is it? What is disenfranchised grief? This refers to the type of grieving that happens when people experience a loss that is not openly acknowledged, that socially is not validated, or that it is not publicly mourned. Have you experienced this type of loss? If so, my heart is with you. I send you a hug because it can be very difficult, because then we feel we cannot really share with others, express. And some of these losses are when we lose a pet, an animal companion that is so close to our hearts, when there has been the end of a relationship that is no traditional, so that may not be validated, when an ex-spouse dies and people may not expect that you could be grieving. That is also disenfranchised grief. When we lose our job, or when we lose a dream, something that we wanted with all our hearts and it didn't happen. So all these things may bring that sense of not being recognized, our grief, our pain, so it is disenfranchised. There's a death that happens that is, well, actually two types that they are so close to my heart. One of them is suicide and the other one is overdose. Again, this can bring that sense of being disenfranchised, you know, of your loss being disenfranchised, because it's something that also people don't go there. Sometimes people want to ignore, they don't want to talk about it. And people that go through, you know, this experience, many clients, you know, sadly, because this happens a lot, have shared with me those experiences. Because what happens is that people may feel, based on what some of my clients have told me, marginalized. Or, you know, they may feel isolated because they suffer a lack of support and understanding. Sometimes they make comments that they do not help. So this is something that we want to give it a place. We want to recognize these type of losses. So let's explore some of the ones that I mentioned. The loss of a pet. We know that many people are very close to their animal companions and develop a bond very, very profound. Sometimes it's the only animal companion. They live alone and they live, you know, with a dog or a cat or any other pet, you know? And sometimes even families. The dog, for example, is part of the family. So what happens when the pet dies? If it's an adult, many times people judge. If you cry, if, you know, you express how sad you feel, because they may think, you know, you're an adult, you are a grown-up adult, that's for children. So it may not be recognized. So the owner of, you know, that animal companion may feel isolated and misunderstood. Other losses that may be disenfranchised is when there has been a miscarriage or stillbirth. Because then parents may grieve in silence, totally isolated, you know, because of the stigma around. And then society may, you know, may struggle to acknowledge the significance of pregnancy loss. And when there is the end of non-traditional relationships, maybe you have you know, a relationship, you know, out of the marriage with someone that may not be, may have not been available, and you had that relationship. So people may judge, and again, you are not being understood. There is also a type of loss that we call ambiguous loss, and this may applies actually to Alzheimer's. When we have a loved one who suffers from Alzheimer's disease, that type of loss that is, you know, not clear or defined, but is there, then also can be part of what we say that are disenfranchised losses, and the loss of a dream. When we experience the loss of a dream, you know, something big, for example, maybe, you know, having children, and you were not able to have children or achieve a goal very important in your career, and you couldn't do it. All these things also may be overlooked or trivialized. The loss of our homeland for immigrants, of course, there's a big one, and may not be recognized as such when we lose a colleague. So all these things may happen, and it is so, so important to validate it that Kenneth J. Doka, a scholar who is extremely known and an expert in all these topics, he's a thanatologist, and I happen to know him because he belongs to ADEC. ADEC is the Association for Death Education and Counseling. He is such an amazing person. Besides being a very successful and knowledgeable scholar, professional, but as a person, he is so warm, he's so kind. And he wrote precisely a book called Disenfranchised Grief, Recognizing Hidden Sorrow. This is a seminal work, and it was published in 2002, more than 20 years ago, but still to this day, it's so valuable because it explores what, you know, disenfranchised grief is and brings a lot of information about how individuals experience their grief when it is not socially validated or acknowledged. And he has done extensive research about this. And he says that as he examines, you know, different types of losses, like the ones that I mentioned before, he says that if they are not being recognized, it can have a profound impact on the person, you know, on their well-being, and also in the overall quality of their lives. And something also that he talks about in the book is that there are some factors that may influence this type of grief. And it's like cultural norms, maybe the religious beliefs, and social attitudes in general. All these things may have an influence on how we perceive losses, and then that disenfranchised grief is experienced by many people because of all that. He also talks about the role, and this is so interesting because he emphasizes the role of stigma and shame and also silence that may happen, you know, out of these losses, and this even makes it stronger, the sense of disenfranchised grief, because there is less support. There is less support for the grieving individuals, and they don't have that space that they can openly express how they are feeling. So Doka emphasizes how important it is to validate people, to have empathy, and also not to judge, and just listen to these grieving individuals that may feel alone, so they can feel heard, seen, and above all, understood. So as we know, all these important aspects of disenfranchised grief take a toll in our lives if we don't pay attention. And when we talk about shame and stigma may bring that sense of silence, the silencing effect, because then everybody stays quiet. People don't talk about it, and the grieving individual may keep their grief inside, and they may even start, you know, self-censoring, you know, what's going on, and then they may suppress their emotions. They may feel isolated and at times alienated, because they may feel that, you know, others are judging them or rejecting them, so they may withdraw from society because of that lack of support from friends, from family at times, or the community at large. So we want to pay attention, because the effect may be that there is a delayed grief, or there's no healing. The healing is absent because there has not been that space that we grievers need for us to express, to validate, to recognize all those things, all our emotions. So there has not been that opportunity, and that may delay the healing process. So we want to open our hearts and understand that all these different aspects of disenfranchised grief can have a huge effect on people. So let's pay attention. If you know someone who's going through, you know, this type of loss, offer your hand, open your heart to them, because what they want is to feel compassion. They want to be supported. And if you are in this situation, seek support. First, validate your own feelings. Every single emotion that you experience, validate it. So it starts with you recognizing that you are experiencing this type of loss, that you are experiencing this type of grief, disenfranchised grief, and validate how you feel. Seek for support, you know, ask people that are close to you, that understand you, that, you know, just open your heart to them so they can give you that support that you need. And also educate others about the way you feel because of what you experienced, because they may not know, they may not even imagine that you can be feeling that way. So it all starts with us. And always remember to practice self-compassion. You know, to be gentle with yourself as you go through this journey, as you navigate your grief journey. So as we have seen, disenfranchised grief is very complex, and many times it is misunderstood in society. That grieving process is misunderstood. So we want to start acknowledging the validity of these experiences and asking for support, going there, seeking support, and also offering support to others who may be experiencing this type of grief. Remember that together, and it all starts with us, we can create a more compassionate and inclusive society for all of us who grieve. And always remember that you are not alone in your journey. I send you a hug with all my love.